With the month of November underway, we'll soon be closing the book on 2019. But as KJZZ's Tom Maxedon reports, writers from Arizona are just beginning their year as they battle deadline pressure this month for the annual NaNoWriMo contest.
The month of November means many things for different people, from honoring veterans to perhaps hearing jingle bells too early in the stores, or maybe deciding whether to skip this year's Thanksgiving to avoid that uncle who's always right on politics. But for writers in Arizona and around the world, the month means composing 50,000 words for the annual NaNoWriMo.
NaNoWriMo.
No, it's not a variant of the Orkin greeting from the classic TV sitcom Mork and Mindy. NaNoWriMo is short for National Novel Writing Month, the signature yearly challenge for aspiring authors the world over.
Just don't hit your delete button. Don't hit backspace.
Keep the motion forward. That's Kristen Shum. She's an IT engineer who tends to plot her writing ahead of time and has stepped up to the word processor 6 years running to participate.
I am by nature a very analytical person, and I think I apply that to both areas. Also, I find IT work is, you know, very much as inspires me to write horror.
Shum hopes to make it to the marketplace with her work as an author and says NaNo is a good challenge to help realize her goal. 50,000 words in a month. That's the mandate for those who want to wear the Viking helmet, part of the NaNo logo. For Teresa Monroe, who lives in Youngtown and has taken the NaNo challenge 12 years running, there's many ways to get to the finish line.
With NaNo, 50,000 words in 30 days equals about 1,667 words a day. And I like to be a little ahead of myself.
She's what NaNo communities call a pantser, someone who flies by the seat of their pants. So where might these flights of fiction fancy fall? Perhaps at a writer's expose with a book of your own, like so many of those juried authors from Arizona who exhibited their wares this past Saturday at Burton Barr Library in Phoenix.
Well, we're in the book business, and without authors, we wouldn't have books. And so not only do we want to support our readers, we want to support our local authors.
That's Jerrianne Thacker. She's the Adult Services Coordinator for Burton Barr and organized the event, which grew from 31 authors in 2018 to nearly 70 this year. The energy in the room is palpable, and it's not likely because everyone is still dosed on sugar from Halloween candy. Daryl Dawson is a video editor by day for a Valley TV station who has achieved success in writing horror.
It's strange, but it seems like everybody enjoys that little fright. It makes them feel more like a human being, really.
The range of attendees was impressive, from the very young.
What's your name?
Kai.
To those with more experience, like Erika Duhamel, who has a full-ride scholarship to ASU next year for creative writing.
This is my first year participating.
How are you going to deal with the deadline pressure of getting 50,000 words completed in a month?
Part of it's definitely attending the events at the library. Like every Saturday, libraries around Phoenix are holding write-ins. It's like a two-hour session where everyone who's attending it can just show up and have a space to write.
And in this second-floor library space, it was anything but quiet, as those who attended were energized, even if they didn't quite know what they walked into at the time, like Phil Chevalier and his daughter.
We just happened to come here by accident. This is the first time both of us actually been to this library. If you're there, let's go check it out. We came down here, I was like, whoa, there's an event going on. It's nice.
And diverse, with every genre imaginable, including historical fiction.
I'm very interested in epigenetics, which is the new science for the 21st century about how trauma affects us and in some ways can alter the genes, and that trauma can be passed down in families.
That's Marcia Fine. Her novel, Paper Children, is based on her personal family history, reflected in nearly 100 World War II-era letters written in Polish and sent to her grandmother by other family members.
They're the letters her family sent her when they were trapped in Warsaw. And you can even see the Nazi insignia on the outside of the envelope.
Whether you're a professional writer or not, we all have a story. And it's not too late to try to start telling yours. Even if you are several thousand words behind the NaNoWriMo community that started telling theirs November 1st. Tom Maxedon, KJZZ News, Phoenix.